This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
There's nothing as comforting as sliding into a fresh new pair of pajamas. The softness and warmth wrap around you as you drift off to sleep. But for many people, a new pair of PJs is the last thing on their list while they struggle with housing and food insecurity. And that's just what the Great South Lake Pajama Project aims to fix. Started by Joy Webster and her family, who've enjoyed their cottage on South Lake for 40 years and wanted to give back to the community they love, the Great South Lake Pajama Project collects new PJs and donates to a number of social service organizations in Haliburton County. As she tells it, losing their cottage to a fire, then becoming involved in the Save the Minden ER campaign, showed Webster the power of grassroots movements and the difference they can make. Webster says, it's all about giving back whenever and however you can.
Everyone deserves a good night's sleep in a new pair of jammies. And that was basically how it was born. So we had a fire, like I said, you know, and it was our cottage fire that burned down 10 years ago, or just over 10. And when it did, you lose everything. And, you know, the best things in life aren't things. But I have to tell you, I can't imagine losing your pajamas.
What began in 2023 has become a rousing success, with 500 pajamas collected last year alone. The Pajama Project does not operate as a registered charity, and it does not accept financial donations, just PJs. And while it started with Webster's immediate family chipping in, now many locals are getting involved for the cause. There's a PJ drop box located inside the Minden thrift shop, and some of her neighbors will even drop off pajamas to Webster's own cottage porch. The Bob Lake Cottage Association is actively collecting for the Great South Lake Pajama Project as well, which are then distributed to a variety of social organizations, including the YWCA and Point in Time.
I have to give credit where credit's due to the Minden thrift shop. They have a container in there where they collect pajamas. But now we have, you know, lake associations. I can't say enough good about the Bob Lake Lake Association. They came forward and they did a project just about the Pajama Project. And they collected an exorbitant amount of pajamas. It was awesome. And now it's out into the community. So they really helped us get over that 500 mark last year. I have to tell you that it's not about how many we get going forward. That was the real first 365 days. Let's see how many we can collect. Is this a good thing? Where are we going? And then we realized after hearing from Tina Thornton from the YWCA about how these pajamas affected just her organization, like how it helped the people that she serves, and Jean Morrow from the food bank in Minden and what it means to them.
Webster is truly grateful to her partners and everyone who collects PJs for the Great South Lake Pajama Project. Her passion clearly runs deep.
Just great partners that I'm just sorry. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm pretty passionate about it, but I'm a little overwhelmed. Like I get teared up even talking to you. It's transition. It's, you know, we're in 2025. It was 2023. It's just, it's exploded and it's fabulous.
For more information or to donate pajamas, visit the Great Lakes South Lake Pajama Project on Facebook or call Webster at 705-796-8265.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.